All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. Sorry we didn't have an intro last time, I was feeling like shit. But I don't have much time, because I gotta be at work early in the morning, so let's go ahead and get this going.
All right.
Grim, yep, it's time again. I think I broke a nail or something. Can we do this another day? What's wrong? You don't want to learn how to play anymore? I do, but, you know, my nail is broken. Good thing you don't need nails to play the guitar. I'm gonna level with you. I suck, okay? Of course you do. What kind of teacher tells their student that? You're supposed to say something encouraging. But you suck! The only way to stop sucking is to practice. Until you do, you will always suck. You suck. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get better at teaching by helping you. Now grab my fucking guitar and get better. Haha, fine. My nail isn't broken, by the way. Yeah, I know. You suck at lying, too, but that's good. Don't practice that. So, how's life as a dick? Not much different yet. Did you hear what happened to the mansion? No. The alphas broke in and trashed it. Are you joking? I wish. It's a total mess. I'm going out there to help out later. Why would they do that? Are you sure it was them? Yeah, there's no doubt it was them. They retaliated after we threw their dildos back through the windows. What the fuck is going on with you guys lately? I know it's been a shit show since Aria decided to bang all the dicks, but... Wait, all the dicks? As in, all of them? I think she managed to bed one or two before Daw found out about Tommy. What can I say? She likes sex. It's probably only a matter of time before she goes after you. Haha, I saw her on Swiper. Uh-oh. Haha, better strap in. That's a hard pass. For reasons. What reasons? I shouldn't say. I don't like how rumors travel fast around here. I know, right? It's crazy. Hey, I won't force you to tell what it is, but I wouldn't spread it further.
I guess you could confide in your fucking room, no matter what.
Okay, she's got crabs. Crabs, are you sure? Well, some dicks who've been with her recently also got it, and they're positive they got it from her. I'm not sure she's aware of it. I'll try to hint it somehow. I'll be vague. I don't think she understands vague. I think you need to be blunt. Haha, let me handle it. But what about what you were asking before? The dicks and the alphas have been fighting over you girls. If not about Arius and Tommy, it's been about you and Chad. Yesterday was about the hot stitching our party, as you know. I scolded Quinn for that last night. I don't know what will happen from now on. She said she got into a big fight with Tommy over it. Ah, that fucking G chord is killing my hand. Relax your hand and angle it a bit more upwards. You were saying? The dicks and the hots have been close because of Tommy and Quinn. They plan a lot of parties together. And while Tommy acting out isn't news, this time it seemed worse than usual. That's not reason enough to stop partying together if you ask me. What about the rest of the gang? Alina and John Boy, Tommy and Heather, you and me. Arius and all dicks? Haha, you're on to something. Arius is the one pulling us all together, huh? We'll see what happens. I bet that it'll blow over soon. I hope so. Are you moving into the mansion now? I think I am. I'll probably know later today. That's good. Will you come to visit me? I could drop by sometime. Maybe we could... practice this fucking chord in your room. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha, fuck this. I'll settle for sucking a little bit less today.
Or sucking a little bit more. You
up?
Man, I wouldn't be doing that out on campus where everyone else you're hooking up with can say.
See, I told you that they're more than friends. No one gives private lessons for free like that. Maybe she's just fucking him on the side. No, you hide a side bitch. You don't kiss them passionately out in the open. Not when you're in a relationship. This will make it easier when Chad breaks up with her. I'm gonna go call him. Easier, but Sage will still be furious. If things ever go south, you'll have my back, right? Don't I always? I'll always have yours, too. This place looks even worse in daylight. Hey, guys. Hey, Grim. Whoa, this looks nasty. Or that looks nasty. Is it broken? No, I don't think so. It started swelling up last night. It's hurting a bit, but it'll be fine. This sucks today too, huh? Yeah, it's easier to find things that aren't broken. You should talk to Rusty. See if you can cheer him up. How's she doing? I'm worried. Rusty? Hey, excuse the mess. If you meant it, it would have been funny. I have no clue how we're going to be able to restore this place after this. Don't be like that. It's possible. We'll all help, just like we did last time they trashed this place, remember? That was different. It wasn't nearly as bad. But it was fixed. Yeah, of course it was. My dad paid for it. I called him last night and told him what happened. He wouldn't have any of it. Enough is enough, he said. He won't pay for it this time. He's punishing you? Yeah, but it's not just me. We all get affected by it. He told me to pay using the funds he gave us as a buffer. Okay, so there's a way. As far as he's concerned, it's in our safe. But I've been spending most of it on the deal we have with the Pink Rose. Are you serious? So what's in that safe? The rest of the money, a couple of cell phones, a pack of condoms, and our laptop. I started putting it in there after what happened. So we're screwed. I don't have enough money to fix this and continue running the frat the way we've done. Yeah, this fucking blows. This ain't the dick life. Is this it for us? Okay, hold up. Is this really how you've been running this place? By relying on the help of your dad? Watch what you're saying. No, I'm speaking up. I'm not a maggot anymore. I'm an equal now. I've been shutting up for the past 2 weeks, going along with everything you've asked of me. This isn't how a normal fraternity works. What the fuck do you know about that? Shut the hell up. Nope, not happening. You've been living in a bubble, getting all this for free. In a fraternity, you're supposed to earn your spot. And I'm not talking about Hell Week, parties, or pranks. I'm talking about real contributions. That's how the Hots run their sorority, for one. All other frats at the campus also do it that way. You mean to work extra for this? Yeah, we can still party and have fun, but that's how it's supposed to be. It's very nice of Rusty's dad to help with money and all, but aren't we here to become independent? Isn't college the time when we transition from teenagers to adults? What kind of adult has their parents paying for their lifestyle? His heart and balls are in the right place. You gotta give him that.
His heart and balls.
I agree. We've had it easy since day one, Rusty. It's been too good to be true. You know that, right? I never forced my dad to pay for this. I only asked for him to help. And he wanted to help us. And now he doesn't. Yeah, but let's say that the way Grimm describes is the way to go. It isn't. I'm saying if. It's too late to change it now. I mean, look at this place. There's no way we can earn enough to restore it. I'm not sure the money we have left will even cover the cost of replacing the broken windows. Where I come from, we didn't have any money either. I've been poor all my life, but me and my dad still had four walls and a ceiling. My dad's a carpenter, and he's taught me a lot of useful things when it comes to home improvement, for one. What are you trying to say? Trying to say that there's a way, even if there's no money. We start by cleaning up the place, salvaging what can be salvaged. We put boards and tarp over the windows until we can afford to replace them. And we slowly rebuild, piece by piece, together. And what? Do we start working for money like the Hots? Elena tells us that the community stuff they do pays pretty good. It's shit work, but they managed to do it. Why couldn't we? It's hard work, but we're a pretty big team. We're a fucking family. Exactly. I can teach you how to do things while we're at it. I could probably ask my dad for scrap material, too. You wouldn't believe what he gets from work, what he got from work for free. I'm talking about golden faucets, wallpaper, tiles, stoves, and toilets. It may not be pretty, but it comes with a soul. I'm so gonna steal that line. Alright, let's try it. What? You're joking, right? Do you have a better idea? Yeah, talk to your fucking dad again. Tell him all money's gone and force him to pay more. Force him to pay more? Listen to yourself. I'm not gonna treat my dad like shit after he's paid for me since day one. This is all our fault. Fuck you and fuck this shit. He'll come around. Wait here. Hey, nice speech. Where the fuck have you been in the past? You should have grown up faster, brother. We can do this, guys. It's a team effort. I didn't pass Hell Week just to quit. Hey, brothers. It's time. Wow, really? Really. It's more beautiful than I imagine it. It's official now? It already was, but this definitely seals the deal. That looks good on you. Hell yeah. Welcome to the family, Dix. You're part of history now. They got their jackets. We were trying to be Dix, and now we are Dix.
No, what I don't get is hot enough to sunbathe, but cool enough to wear jackets.
End of episode 5. Only 3 more left. Oh, we made 36 chick actions. 88 dick actions, though. Dick choices were 9. No major chick choices. Money. Failed classes 1, passed classes 10, perfect classes 3. Okay, Bella and Jill spent the night comforting Kathy. They were surprised that I managed to help Kathy after telling her what I knew about the rooster drama. I spent the night with Bella and Jill. Bella revealed that Jill is a Royce. They fought about it a bit. Jill used to date Rusty, but it didn't end well since he treated her different when they were around his friends. I made out with Jill on Bella's couch. She said it was moving too fast for her. We didn't take it any further. I asked Jill personal questions about Bella. She told me not to pry and respect Bella's privacy. Bella and Jill spent the night comforting Kathy. They were surprised that I managed to help Kathy after telling her what I knew about the rooster drama. I spent the night with Bella and Jill. Bella told us about her college years. Bella's hiding something in her locked room. I can sense that something is off. Jill told me not to pry and respect Bella's privacy. After we practiced yoga, I spent some time alone with Bella in her sauna. Maya and Josie were ordered by Quinn to attend the Alpha Nu Omega Hell Week party. Josie was happy that her dad supported her and I helped her carry bags to her dorm. Based on what she told me, I think she has feelings for me. Even so, she's with Maya now. Maya and Josie were ordered by Quinn to attend the Alpha Nu Omega Hell Week party. Maya walked away when Pete showed fatherly love for Josie. I chose to help Josie instead of finding out why Maya was upset. I talked to Sage at the Alpha Nu Omega party. She was angry that Quinn didn't tell the Dicks about the changed plans. Sage told me about how Rusty has been taking shortcuts using his dad's money to run the Dicks. I took that info to heart. I fucked Sage during the party. She rated me a 3 out of 5 and told me to improve my cardio. We had another guitar session together and we kissed afterwards. Are we just fuck buddies or are we something more? Okay. So we don't have time to go through all this, we know.
I think Jill's the one he should be going after. But...
Well, okay,
play around with the others.
Listen to me. I had 2 commenters on MGTOW.TV tell me that they thought Jill was the best waifu. So,
yeah.
My fans... want me to go with Jill.
Yeah.
So we're going with Jill because my fans want that. You guys get to control the story, by the way. You don't think I read those comments. I read every single one.
Still needs to hook up with Kathy, though.
We did.
Just a little dick sucking. I'm talking
no!
about...
No! Remember when she did the,
Dick sucking.
No, there was more than that. Didn't she? Oh no, that was the feminist professor that did all that. Okay.
That one's good too. I say hook up with as many teachers as possible.
Okay. All right. I will say the theme music is actually pretty good for this game.
Yep, takes me back to the early 2000s.
Takes me back to the Blinkin' 82 when they first started out.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that looks like a meth house.
Who the hell are these people?
Go find meth.
No, you got it all wrong. How am I wrong? It was a fucking high rise, no? A high rise? No, I think it was a tall building. And a rat walks on the ledge. For what? It's symbolism. It's not symbolism, it's stupid. That's what it is. No rat I've seen climbed a building like that. What the fuck do you know about tall buildings? You belong down here in the gutter at best. That's what I'm saying, with the rats. You should have killed him, pushed him over the ledge, and down there in the gutter. There's the fucking rat. That would have fucked with the whole message of the movie. The rat was the message. Yeah, it was a bit cheesy, I'll give you that. But the point is, no matter how high you climb, the rats will find their way to get to you. You can't get rid of the rats. The rat was some What are they talking about? Ratatouille?
Yeah.
That rat was some CGI bullshit anyway. Yeah, you don't think they train one to do that? You know, like, what's the word? Off you go. Like a circus? Either that, or they're talking about Mouse Hunt, which was an amazingly funny movie.
Yeah,
something like that. I fucking hate rats. Snorts. Oh. We got company. Q? Babe, didn't you tuck her in? Babe. Q, sweetheart, get back to bed. Yeah, scram, you fucking rat. Hee hee. Don't you ever fucking call her that. Hey, easy. It was a joke. Put it down. No stress. It's the snow, dude. It's snowing. Ugh. Hee hee. Oh. It's Quinn. Damage control. Teacher Has Gone Wild, starring Kathy Jones. Uh-oh. Look at her eyes. Uh-oh. I wonder if you could actually bet.
She gave her the business, now she's starting to dress up like an actual woman.
Oh, I forgot about their other kid.
I think he'd get a black eye. I don't remember him getting hit.
Oh, either. Uh-oh. Okay. That was a story in pictures. There were people giving games like this, like, oh, these pictures show what you see the
like
scene.
A visual novel,
yeah.
With some movement.
Yeah.
I like it.
Definitely. You too, leave. No, we're staying. No, you're not. It's girl talk time. You're in luck. I'm a girl. I already know what it's about. Don't worry. I keep secrets very well. Hopefully better than others. I wasn't going to tell anyone. She overheard us talking. And us alludes to you and Kamala? I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. I thought I could, but as soon as he started touching me, I felt sick. Pathetic. This isn't the same go-getter I talked to before. You know what you agreed to. But I don't want it anymore. You never told me I had to do old guys. Mona, Mona, Mona. What do you expect me to do now? I won't tell anyone. That's a promise that means nothing to me. Case in point, Lily. It won't happen again, I promise. I won't say another word about it or the drug deals. The drug deals? Oh. I'm sorry. Shut your mouth. And you two are leaving right now or I'll kick you out. Oh, Mona. I understand you. You had a change of heart. There's nothing wrong with that. It's one less girl I have to provide a future for. I can live with that. But you know too much, and that is a problem. And you lost my trust. I trust a 40-year-old man dressed in teenage clothes at a rave sooner than I trust you. I'm never gonna mention it out loud ever again. It happened now because we were talking about it. Are you sure you can keep such a promise? Yes, we'll pretend none of this ever happened and we go back to how it was before. Well, I'm in a position where my choices are limited, so I'll have to take a leap of faith. But just one thing, something to bear with you. Think of it as motivation. Do you think Professor Stephen Burke will allow a student to solicit sex on campus? Doing what you did puts you on his radar. I know how to handle him, but I'm sure he wouldn't like hearing that you're out there blabbering about how he tried to buy sex from you. A man in his position would probably reverse such a rumor and take action. Students have been expelled for far less, and the horror label you'd get would be hard to shake. Don't ruin your future, Mona. Oh, and don't forget, the scavenger hunt ends on Friday. I hope you and Cammy work hard on that list. Toodles. Prostitution, drug peddling, and blackmailing. Aren't you a treat? Aren't you an eavesdropper? I like being in the know. Mm-hmm. Haha, what's the matter? Cat got your tongue? I get it. It must suck to have nothing on me. Nothing to retort or extort with. You're still a daughter. Do you think I care that much about the hots? Are you delusional? I only pledged because the dicks wanted me so badly to do it. Tommy practically begged me. I have more slutty fun on a Tuesday night than I would have with you girls. Do you want something? I was just looking out for Mona, trying to do my part as a sister and all. But then she mentioned drugs. Nope, I'm not playing your game. Hey, where are you going? You're no fun. Shh, guys, she's coming. I wonder who it was this time. Lisa? Could be Lisa, yeah, I thought I recognized the moans. Ooh, nice! Dicked by a dick, fucking lovely girl. Cheers! Nick! Cheers, yeah, hell yeah, Jamie's a lucky guy. You go, girl, woohoo! Yeah, raise that roof! That says karma.
It's spelled.
Yeah. What do we do with the furniture? We put it outdoors and then we rent a dumpster for it. Let's get rid of it all at once. And where can we find tarp? Oh, check some listings for it. We can probably get it cheap. I haven't seen them this motivated before. You must have a gift. I wouldn't say that. I think it's the spirit of being a team. We are in for so much work, I wouldn't know where to start. Yeah, this place has many rooms. We need to make priorities and push until it's finished. If you say so. I've always been all fingers and thumbs. That's why I've been going for a business degree. Well, that and family tradition. I hear you. I've always been interested in science, but Dad wanted me to learn how to DIY. Sounds like a good father. Yours sounds nice too. Huh, you think? Even if our fathers are different, they are still teaching us life lessons. I feel stupid. So fucking stupid. When he told me to use the saved funds, I bit my tongue. I didn't dare tell him I already spent most of it. Piling on disappointment after disappointment. Don't beat yourself up. We all regret stuff. What matters is that you're working to fix what you did wrong. It feels weird to ask a new brother this, but will you take the reins? And do what? You know, like you said, teach us how to do things. Tell us what to do and how to do it. I'll help, of course, but I can't do all of it on my own. I barely know you guys. It would feel weird to start dictating. I'll help with that. And don't worry. These guys respect you. I don't think they would mind the extra leadership. All right. So let's go over this. Where do we start? Oh my god. We just need... Oh, wow. This literally became...
like
a building. Yeah. We just need to start somewhere. I bet everyone wants a clean place to sleep, but there are common areas that are high priority, too. Like the kitchen? Yeah, and the bathrooms. Fixing the windows should be high priority, but that will cost some money. I think it's best to order them all at once. Cleaning trash and fixing the areas don't cost anything. It's only labor. What about money? How much do we have? We have $20 to spare. Ouch. To spare? Is that everything? No, it's not everything, but some money is earmarked. I can't tell you why right now. Okay, so it is just like you said before. That won't cover the cost of fixing the windows. We need to work for it. There are listings for community work online and bulletin boards on campus. Help wanted. I hurt my back and need help mowing the lawn before the neighbors start complaining. I'll pay money per worker. Anyone will do. I have heavy bags I need dumped in the river. Really? Hurry, they're starting to smell. $3 per worker. My dishwasher broke, and I'm getting tired of washing dishes by hand, looking for someone who can repair it for me. My garbage is full of shit. I need some able-bodied youngsters to dispose of the junk. It's $2 per worker. I'm supposed to take my dad's Maserati to a specialized cleaning firm to get it sparkling, but I'm prepared to give anyone who helps me clean it part of the money he gave me.
Yeah.
Cleaners wanted. We're moving and we don't want to do the dirty work of cleaning up after we leave. It's a 2-floor villa and it's fairly dirty.
Yep. Those two would be money makers. The bottom ones.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. How do we do the...
Save?
No. I forgot how to do the... I guess you can. But anyway, it's like, how do we decide who does what? It's tricky. They're probably good at different things. Working in small groups should be better than working solo. At least until you learn how to do something on your own. Okay, I think we're on the same page. Where do you want to start? Well, this room is a mess. Let's have everyone start in here first. Click the first task of the main party room. Assign yourself Derek and Rusty to the task. This is going to be complicated. Click the symbol next to their avatars. No. Hold on. Back. Oh, yourself, Derek, and Rusty. Okay. Click the second task of the main party room. Jacob and John Boy. Okay. Some tasks don't need 3 dicks to be completed. Okay. Okay. Did we... Oh, we froze?
Oh, well.
I'm not sure what's going down.
Click on cleaning supply.
I'm clicking on a lot of stuff. Do we get a bug? Tasks will be completed.
Something to do with that board that's lit up.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Oh!
Oh, you got more.
Okay.
And Nick.
Jacob, John Boy, and Nick. Is that Nick? If you want to remove someone, hover over Nick's... All right. Sign Nick and Jamie. I don't know who's Jamie. Let's assign Leon to a job. Change the work tab. Click this job and see what the requirements are for it. Assign Leon to the job. Jobs that you assign dicks to will always be completed between rounds. Click the off button to finish these assignments. Something like that, maybe? That's as good as my guess. Let's try it. I'll let the guys know. And hey, you still want that library? Like you wouldn't believe. It's yours. Wow, thank you so much. I can't believe I finally have a place of my own again. You've earned it. Oh, what should we do about Tommy? I usually let him be. It's the only way I found working with him. You never tried talking to him? I did, but it never ended well. If you want to give it a shot, be my guest. Hey, go away. Everyone is up there working right now. They're all helping out and they're wondering where you are. Let them wonder. What's wrong? You care about this place, right? I know you care a lot about the dick stuff. Go back to work or whatever. Leave me the fuck alone. Is this how you are? You're only gonna care when there's a party or a fight? You're not gonna help out when we really need you? Who the fuck are you to speak like that? You're new here. You don't know me. You don't know who you're talking to. Yeah, you're right. I don't. You were supposed to be my father. I've had more than a week to get to know you, but you weren't there for me either. This shit again. Just like you're not there for them right now. I thought you were a vice president. What a load of crap. I took it upon myself. So what? I get things done. You don't. And fuck you. I've been here since the start too. What's the difference between us? 1 week? And yet you're the VP? That's fucking bullshit. Oh, you get the... Alright, hold on. I heard this fight's kind of difficult. Alright. Man, he attacks a lot. He's stronger than the other dude. Ah, I got him hard. Got him hard again. Yeah, these are getting a little more confusing. Jafar damn near got this motherfucker on a perfect. Blam. Oh. Yeah. He's gonna start doing more complex bullshit. Thank you. Yep. Almost, man. Oh. Oh. Oh, okay, you got me once. But it's over. It's over. You hit really fucking hard. I wouldn't guess that from looking at you. How's your eye? You punch like a girl. Ha ha ha. You fall like one. Here. It was for your eye, but good call. Sorry. I care. But it's been too much shit all at once. You're not alone in feeling that. But when you're at the bottom, there's nowhere else to go but up. Phew. Did you read that shit from some quote of the day toilet paper? It's true. It's not. You can choose to stay at the bottom and get comfortable. Then you'll need someone to pull you up. You're not pulling me off. Man, those fucking alphas. I could kill them. I've been thinking. If we never crashed their party, this wouldn't have happened. You're saying this is my fault? It's all of our fault. You weren't the only one who threw a dildo. It seemed like they tried their best not to fuck with us. And it's not the first time I've seen them show some restraint. I saw it with Daw and Anthony in class for one. It's as if they're afraid of the consequences, don't you think? Then why would they risk it by trashing our place? That I don't know. But if you poke a sleeping bear, he'll wake up angry. How about we let that bear go back to sleep? You're saying this? The guy has been in fistfights with him multiple times in 2 weeks? Maybe I'm a bear too. Ha ha ha. What's so funny about that? You know what a bear is, right? Duh, an animal. Ha ha, right, an animal. A big hairy animal. Whatever. So, can you do that with me? Cool down about getting revenge? I know they might get pissed the next time we party with the Hots, but... We won't be partying with the Hots anytime soon. Just because of what they did last night, you know they had a reason for it. There's more to it than that. It's not like we took them for granted when we waited for them to show up. I didn't offer them money, but I had a fucking deal with them too. Oh, with Quinn? I don't know what to tell you. Sage told me the girls love the parties you throw. Dude, don't bother. If they treat us like secondhand goods, what good are they? They may be the only sorority, but there are a lot of other chicks on campus. We'll still throw big parties without them. That's how the dick started out, you know. If you still want to throw parties here, you'll need to help us out. Fuck you. Fuck you too. You don't have to like me, but you have to tolerate me if this is gonna work. Man, why are you such a sissy? I never said I didn't like you. I just said fuck you. Don't boss me around like that. Very loving words. So whenever you're feeling up for it, join us. Hey, nice jacket. Oh god, it's fucking Tybalt.
Eating that watermelon.
Jill, splendid, you came. Please, sit down with me. Watermelon? None for me, thanks. What exactly happened last night? Oh, there's time to discuss that later. How have you been? How was your weekend? I feel this is more important to talk about right now. I saw that you made pancakes with Bella. Do you like pancakes? Tybalt. If you insist. As you know, there was a fire in the mansion. As soon as the sprinkler system started, I rushed to locate it and put it out with my jacket. My Italian tailored one, you know. The one that Daddy bought for me. It's completely ravaged.
That sounds like such a faggot.
Where was the fire? You don't need to know that. I don't want you to feel unsafe. But what you should know is that it ruined the party and the chance for many of us to get closer to the guests. I think it's safe to say that it impacted all of our futures. I'm very sorry to hear that, and I know how much you've been looking forward to it. Yes, it's tragic indeed. And what you should also know is that your friend caused all of it. Who do you mean? You know very well who I mean. The one you've been off gallivanting with. It's not the first time I caught him trespassing. And I'm aware you said he's welcome here, but I think you should reconsider. When confronted, he even resorted to physical violence. Lucky for me, he's very weak and I have a strong jaw. I barely felt his punch, but that's not what matters. We can't have a person like him on our property, ruining our parties and our futures. And what about your future, Jill? Will you let him ruin that as well? He's a horrible human being. He's an arsonist, a trespasser, and a big bully. He stood right in front of me and called me horrible names. How can you be sure it was he who started the fire? Did anyone see him do it? Gordon recognized him from the party. He was indeed in there with all of us. Probably looking for the best way to do it. Ask Gordon and the others. They will concur. But that's not proof. I think you've got it all wrong. He's not like that. No, Jill. You're the one who's got it all wrong. But I don't blame you. I suspect that he's a master of manipulation. Ridiculous. This doesn't match anything I saw from him. He punched me, Jill. There are multiple witnesses. He threw eggs at us, too, when we chased him off. The only logical way to combat this is to press charges. No, Tybalt, don't you dare do that to him. See, I knew you would side with him, and that's why I've been holding back. All because of you. And I thank you for it. You're doing the right thing. But I talked to Trent, and he's not as noble as I am. He says we should press charges. Trent said that? Yes, he's adamant and very petty. So extremely petty, I was shocked. Let me talk to Trent. I'm sure we can come to an understanding without lawsuits. I can handle Trent for you. He'll listen to reason if I really explain it to him. But I've made so many sacrifices now. The ruined suit, not pressing charges, allowing him to trespass for you, being bullied, being assaulted, and having to take it like a man. I feel unappreciated. You're not unappreciated. I appreciate it very much. Well, I can make sure we drop all of it for you. God damn, what a sin. No lawsuits, no police reports, no nothing. And in return, maybe you could do a few things that are right for me. Yeah, of course. What are they? There's ice in the freezer if you want it. I already used some, but thanks. This is mine now? It's so big and an utter mess. I wonder who took the bed. There's a couch. It will have to do. It doesn't smell like piss or beer, but it's far from fresh. I don't want to sleep in a draft. I'll move it around the corner and clear some space. Did Vinny live like this? Where did he even sleep? It seems weird you'd choose to live in a mess if you could have it clean. This wallpaper's looking pretty good, at least when it's not ruined. I hope some spare rolls are lying around here somewhere. Okay, that will do for tonight. Unreal. I went from having a dorm with a crappy roommate to illegally living with Maya, to bunking with Derek, to living in a library. Well, this is it. I'm not leaving now. Unless they force us all to. Okay, don't think about that now. Worry about that tomorrow. Not the most comfortable couch. I must have woken up at least 3 times during the night. And that broken window. It got chilly. We need to fix it before it gets any colder or I'll catch pneumonia. I have some time before classes. I should get acquainted with the mansion. I bet there are rooms I haven't seen yet. Complete the task in the task app. The fast travel button is now available for some free roam events. Wow!
You just gotta go around the house and talk to all of them.
Yep. When life gives you lemons, buy a Goldex. I saw a dude on the corner selling those watches. It's an orange one. He should get himself checked out. They only cost like $10. Hold on. President Tybalt, where can I get one of those top notch? You can't. It's a limited edition. There's only like 50 in the world. And it sounds like I get one of the other 49. Are those real PP glasses too? They look sick. Yes, but you can't get one. Golden X Savant series is my look. Indeed, it's orange. What the hell? $600. I'll look into another series then.
I'd do the $10 one.
Yeah. Real, You're the only guy I know needs to buy a real PP, and the Siri Suchi, who look like a servant, I contact my daddy's lawyer about this, and I don't have horse teeth. I floss regularly. I saw a dude on the corner selling those watches. They only cost like $10. Yeah, you're right. I thought I recognized them from somewhere. They do not cost $10. It's in my tag, 5K. Do not talk to this lowlife. You overpaid. I did not overpay. It's from Silverboy and Sons. It's 100% authentic. You want me to post a certificate? I thought we weren't talking to him. I'm the exception. Movie night with my roomie. Movie night. I got excited there for a moment. I forgot I'm not your roomie anymore. Don't do that. One's gonna lead to a Sage choice. I would rather go with Sage. We did enough of Maya.
Yeah.
We haven't decided yet. Can Mona and I come? I hope it's funnier than the movie we watched with the Hots. Watching on my phone, I don't think it's big enough for the four of us. Okay. I would join. I'm sure you would. You'll need an invite. What about me? You'll need one. Thanks again for the movie. You girls are the best. What a cock tease. Playing ball with the bros. Cardio is a reward after personal best in the gym. I don't know how you do it, but somehow you manage to look smaller week after week. I'm going with that one. How tall you really are. You're getting beefy. You guys hit me, you know. What do you mean, bitch? It's there. I've high water retention right now. Maybe that's why you don't see it. Sorry about that. Then why are you taking pics if you're bloated? That shit lost us the game. Because bitches are mirroring my muscles. Everyone who loves my six-pack speaks volumes. You meds look smaller. It's called intermittent fasting. If you don't know anything about bulking and cutting, you should shut up. Are you still on IF? Cutting season is over, bro. It's time to switch. Chad's right. Look over your food schedule later. I'm not getting smaller, so I'm trying to say. You gotta eat your veggies to be a big boy. Believe me, I've seen him eat his veggies. Shut up! Okay, we did the pancake one. Oh, that's all we got on Rooster. No swiper. Nothing. So that's all there was on that. Practice song for Jill. Let's see if I remember it by heart. I'm getting better at it. I clean up this area pretty good. I'll get to the rest later. We all need to make priorities when it comes to fixing the place. Alphas. They went all in. They couldn't even leave this room alone. That axe was still there, like, before this stuff started.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I know where I'm at. Oh, Lord!
Yeah, we saw that earlier.
I know, but it's...
That's your room.
I know, it's worse than what you think. Oh, man, there's still all kinds of... See, I was thinking there might be a... Oh! No. Wrong button. Have to be real careful pushing that right mouse button. Oh, I got one! What did we get? You gotta click like a maniac on some of these. Isabella. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That was worth it. Okay, so where's the next... How do we get... No, that's a fast travel. Okay. So I know what's in there. Whoop. I mean, it's not bad over there.
gay?
Yeah. Yep, they even took the beer from the fridge. Okay, that was the one they put the axe. I got the... Oh, I found some...
Pocket money.
Found some money lying around, eh?
I can afford a lily.
Let's see. Oh, hold on. Go back in the kitchen. Gotta really look around, mate. Okay. Okay, well, we know what's down there. I'll talk to him. We won't be having breakfast here for a while. The weather's still okay. You could always eat outdoors. That's true. How was your first night? It was decent. I found a couch to sleep on. And how's your eye? I heard you got in a fight with Tommy. It looks worse than what it is. In my experience, it'll heal fast. That's good, though it sucks that you fought. Are you too good? I haven't seen Tommy fight with a dick since Vinny. We talked after. I think there was some tension between us, or maybe I just managed to push his buttons. He didn't like Vinny? At first, almost, but not really. We don't talk about it, but I'd say he hated Vinny. It's tough to stay a family when someone hates your guts. There was a lot of... It was a power struggle. Is that part of why he left? No, Vinny isn't one to cave, but him leaving did make this place a lot better, even if I hate to admit it. Vinny brought a lot of fun, but he was polarizing. You either loved or hated the guy. I hope you get along with Tommy. I would hate if history repeated itself. I'll try my best. I'm not looking to fight him. Great. Such a shitty thing to write, but ironically, the handwriting is good. You can see down into the basement.
Yeah. You gotta talk to him.
I know that, but I'm looking at...
Safe.
Hold on. Oh, shit. You get kinda... Is it here? And then... Yeah. Good morning. What are you up to? Passing time, I couldn't sleep last night. I just want it to be 8 in the morning so I'll know what will happen. I'm crossing my fingers for you. I'm worried too. Thanks. Do you like Vinny's room? It's got potential. I could use a bed. We'll have to buy one for you. Did you check the basement? There could be something lying around. No, I'll do that after I clean up a bit more. The couch works. It's the trap that's annoying. That's the laptop? Yeah, I'm in the process of organizing it, uninstalling software, changing some passwords and permissions. And of course, checking if I can find something. Something what? Anything that helps me figure out who used it when the cluck got posted. So far, nothing. You want me to have a look? You can use it if you want to, but you won't have access to everything. I don't need to. Go ahead and have a look. I'll show you how to log in. Now we have a computer. Find hidden buttons. Unlock custom renders. Hidden buttons are scattered in the current free roam event. Start a quest and find all the buttons to unlock a set of custom renders. The names for each button are hints to their location. The unlocked renders are added to your rewards app. Air conditioner, biggest vein here, Shawnee, employee of the month. Okay. Now that's pretty cool. Dick folder, dick evaluation, read me. Following are meant to be rule. Respect the file system, respect each other's privacy, dicks only. Don't share anything without explicit permission from the owner. Oh. Well, damn.
Some of those are unlocked. Let's check out the unlocked.
Okay. Hey, these are some good renders. They're probably renders he gave his Patreons. You know that's what these guys do, right? When you pay for them, they basically give you custom renders like on their Patreon for free.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
I like that one. Yeah. We'll probably use that one. There we go. I like that.
Air conditioner? What?
Green eyes and red hair. Okay.
Dick Felder.
Oh, man. Now, remember, they have all our...
all our photos.
You don't have permission to access this object. You don't have permission to access this object. You don't have permission to access... You don't have permission. S-Man Grimm. Your pink cloud account. My God. This is one of the most convoluted visual... No, it's got a lot of... We got a cell phone with a bunch of stuff in it. We've got a game where we have to fix up the house. We've got a computer. Oh, you can't. You probably can't pick anybody else out. Uh-uh. Economy? Oh, bookkeeping documents, legal documents, pounds, receipts, budget. Pink rose payments, parties, extra notes. Media? Oh, you can't even look at media. So how is he supposed to fix it?
Go to Roosters, man.
That's a nice laptop. Let me know if you want to use it. It's going to be in the safe. I'm not passing around the combination anymore. I'll tell all of you about what I've planned later. You just click on it to use it. His wrong password.
He did change the password.
Making people go cock-a-doodle-doo. Okay, well, that is interesting. Hey, cleaning? Whoa, what's up with the shiner? Thought I'd join the club. Haha, right. I had some differences with Tommy, but we sorted it out. Nice room. Thanks, Grandma. It's a great room, usually. I've been trying to clean it, but it's going slow. We can't fix it in one day, so take it little by little. I shouldn't complain. I bet the library would take longer to sort out for you. Well, depending on your standards. I cleared a corner for the sofa I'm sleeping on. I'll manage to live like that for a while. I know it would look great someday. I'm sure it will. I never understood why Vinny had to trash it. Nick told me he did it the first day he moved in. Seems like a wild dude. Yeah, I barely knew the guy. Me and Leon joined the Dicks last semester, and Vinny left sometime before that. So the Dicks recruit maggots every semester? Not really. Recruiting Dicks has been a mess. I think we're going for yearly, but me and Leon joined when the spring semester started. And that's only because we already partied with the Dicks before that, but didn't pledge when we started college last summer. You did? How did that happen? I thought this place is Dicks only. Well, it is, except for parties. But, you know, rules aren't followed all the time. They threw big parties and we bonded. They invited us to Pink Rose and pledging just came naturally when it was a new semester. Anyways, you're better off asking Rusty those questions. This isn't a normal frat if you haven't guessed that already. Okay, see you later. Don't overdo it now. Oh, hold on. Remember, we have a game where we click on shit.
I wonder if you have the list.
Yeah, we have a list. Oh.
Thanks.
Well.
Got all those.
We didn't see this one. Oh, they gave us all the ones from the laptop.
All the ones we found.
Yeah. So those count as laptop ones. All right. I thought I was changing this. We'll use Jill because everybody likes her. We know you like Jill, folks. We're giving you Jill. I'm really surprised at the guys, because I wouldn't think they would pick Jill, but they're all over Jill.
I like Jill
seems to be the most, the one with the, with her head on the shoulders the most.
Oh, yeah? And she's not giving it up as easily.
Right.
I mean, give girls that do give it up without a lot of problem is nice, but you're sure you're probably not going to catch nothing from her.
Wow, there's no swipes. Deleted user. Okay, see, I'm looking for... Where's... No. Where's the... Oh! I didn't know we could do this. We can look at all the scenes. I didn't know. I thought it was gonna be a.
No, no. Oh, was that not it? What? Oh, that or is that the map to issue out? That. What is that?
Oh, that's fast travel. Well, that's good to have.
Yeah.
But we need to know where everything is first. Well, this room didn't get...
Trash?
No, I wonder, because I guess it was...
You unlocked the special room there.
Yep, there's a little bit of clothes there. I knew it was going to do it. A Quinn.
Okay.
No, you have to go to the damn computer every time you want the list. Oh, I really don't want to grab my cell phone and, like, literally start making the... Yeah. Oh! Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were here. But if I wasn't, it would have been cool to barge in. Give me a break, I'm exploring the mansion. I live here now. I want to see where the doors lead. Haha, barge in all you want, brother. I chose to have a room with windows to the dining room. I'm not too big on privacy. And I was only busting your balls, but let me wake up and put on some underwear at least. Enjoying the view? Me too, brother. Me too. You're gonna love this. Check out her ass when she bends over. Yep, that's one of the reasons I love her. I love you too, baby. So this is my room. Feel free to walk through it when you need to. I don't know if you're aware, but you can reach the kitchen or the hallway near the balcony from here. Alright, I'm trying to find my way around, but it's bigger than I thought. It's a big place, for sure. Can't tell you how many times I got lost when I first came here. Just ask if you need anything. Yeah, I mean, people are gonna...
I don't think they were hiding anything. They got a glass wall.
Oh, look at that. He's putting up...
He's got his closet.
Yeah, we got another one. We're just getting these renders left and right, folks. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the best I've seen in this game so far. I put that on my,
Fish list.
Wallpaper. Computer wallpaper. Desktop wallpaper. Yeah. That was good. Her is a bike. Yeah, I've always... It's very heavy metal. It's, what? Hidden button found. What did that do? I don't know. I guess we gotta get hit all the
that one with the apostrophe on it or on your
You know what's great, ass man? What's that? Waking up and not having to drink beer. You're right, the first sober day in what, a week and a half? Yep, no alcohol for me today. I feel the same. We'll likely drink a lot during parties, but all this everyday drinking has gotta go. Oof, hey, it's not your birthday and I'm not your boyfriend. You bought that? You brought that thing? Of course, it's a family treasure. A family treasure. Maybe it was Tybalt's family treasure? That's still a family treasure. Does it look straight to you? Why don't you ask it? Funny. How was your night? Not the best. You're lucky to not have any broken windows in here. My ass was freezing. Dude, I slept on wallpaper. That's almost like sleeping on the floor. Except that it scratches your back pretty good when you twist and turn. I'm getting my mattress from the dorm later. Doesn't that belong to the dorm? I feel like you're trying to make a point. I was, but never mind. You do you. Let me know when you're walking to class. I'll join you. Sure, don't forget to eat something before that. Thank you, Mom. Oh, we got another bathroom. Don't forget, magic buttons. Shiny red buttons. Makes me want to watch Ren and...
Another button.
Makes me want to watch Ren and Stimpy. That's probably one we
Are
should...
Are you happy?
We should probably do Ren and Stimpy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
That
happy,
would be great. You know, because there's so many people that never saw that show, and they'd be
such
like...
a good show.
And it's so over-the-top, Grace.
I referenced them in my senior thesis, because I was doing t-shirts with
sure.
Ren and Stimpy style.
And he was on acid when he did that. Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, that Nintendo fighting game, they finally added all the voices for the characters.
Okay,
which? No, the Nintendo Smash Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they finally, people asked for voices, and they finally added voices to it. So I'm thinking about picking it up. Yeah, I got another button. Finding buttons everywhere.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the computer.
I don't know, we can check. That's my room. Hey, I wonder if they hold on.
There's a red.
No, you can't do that. There is like an air conditioner.
Yeah, found the air conditioner.
Okay, so that's my room. That's the bathroom. Fast travel, my ass. Derek's room, dining room, Jacob's room, Jacob's room, Jacob's room. I don't know where that is, so let's go find that naturally. So we don't have to... Oh, we haven't been over here. Okay, so I know where that leads now.
You haven't been in that one, have you?
No, I haven't. Hold on, let me go back.
There's the basement, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Door is locked. What do you want? Nothing, I'm just taking the tour. I hope that tour of yours doesn't include what's behind that curtain. Huh, what's behind it? Haha, don't say I didn't warn you. Did you eat yet? Nope, not yet. Grab some food and join me after you're done with your tour. I want another word with you. Okay, so we've been down here, but we haven't seen it. Okay, we went here. But where was...
The computer's in there with him.
No, I know that. I'm not trying to go in there yet. Where's the room we were in? Tommy's room. Sorry. You just gotta click things. Alright, so now we know where that is. Oh, yeah, I know. Alright, so yeah, we're over there. I don't even know how to get to some of these rooms. Manually. Upper main room. I don't know if I've... I don't know how I got here. I don't know what this place looks like. Shit. Oh, man.
That's where you met what's your name at? Always drunk and horny.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Thank Derek.
Nope, nope. Okay, we found John Boy's room. We found Derek's room. Okay, so we know what's in... Okay, that's John Boy's room again.
The balcony. You can get to the balcony from his place, he said.
Oh! Hold on. Wrong room. Oh, alright. Well, shit, it's confusing a bit. Yeah, yeah, his room is right there.
There's, yep.
Hold on. See, I thought that was gonna be one, but it wasn't. It's hard, because there's all these arrows, and you want to be careful not to click on them.
Talk to him while you're in there.
Motherfucking alphas. What's up, Jacob? You know what pisses me off? They ruin personal stuff, too. I can never replace this. Damn, what was it? My drawings and paintings. Some of them date back to when I was a kid. That's a nice hobby. What do you like to draw? Anything that comes to mind, really. I've been drawing people and animals a lot lately. Seeing it ruined like this is so fucking demotivating. I can't imagine how it feels. Don't stop drawing because of it. That'd be a waste of the time you spent practicing. You're right. I just need to find the motivation for it again. The walls need new paintings. Maybe you could draw some art for the mansion? Dude, what a great idea. Thanks, brother. See, that's cool. So we talk to everybody?
Go to that far...
Yeah, no, Leon.
That far room. The far room.
Oh, yep, I mean. We went in that one.
The one.
Huh, did my alarm not go off? I don't know, sorry if I woke you up. It's fine, fuck, I'm tired today. Ugh, stayed up late? Yeah, I tried to organize the room but ended up chatting on Swiper. Nice, did you find someone? I chatted with a couple of girls. I took a liking to one of them. But you know how it is. If you get hung up on someone too fast, you're bound to get disappointed. It's better to stay casual and hit on them for a while, with no feelings attached. I tried Swiper a bit. It seems to be a popular app. Yeah, it is. I've seen many girls on campus use it. You have to be careful with it. Careful? How so? Well, you can't be swiping up on a lot of girls and expect them to not notice you. I wouldn't want to be rejected by girls on Swiper only to see them in class, or worse, reject them and get confronted or something. I don't know what I've been thinking when I use it. It's mostly been for fun. You should have fun with it, but remember, there are real girls behind those avatars, and some of them are closer than you think. It's a fair point. Yeah. Alright, time to start the day. I was thinking of running some laps before classes. Do you train a lot? Regularly, at least. Feel free to tag along if you want the company. Hey, I might take you up on that. Doesn't seem like there's...
In the room there?
No. Oh, his room is there. Oh, no, his room is the far room. I think that's it. So... Talk to Tommy. I know where he's at. He's in the main room. Okay. Not yet.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and save. We're in the next page. So let's hold on. Let's look, because we've already gotten into episode 6. Let's see how far where we started. January 10th, 2022 is when we started playing the game. And now we're in June 7th of 2022.
Take you a while. It's a day at a time.
Yeah.
A day a week.
But we're pretty far in. We're on 6 of 8 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, we'll have to wait for the rest before we know how it ends.
Yeah.
But that's just how it goes with these games that are still in development. All right, but, hey, we gave you some being a dick. I hope you guys enjoy it. And this is the Grimlord and Dead Penetration, and we are out of here for Grimm's Adult Games Corner.